Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. I'm super excited for our guest today, but I want to just pause for a moment. When I introduce her, I don't want you to become overwhelmed with her resume, because not only is she a fantastic mother, entrepreneur, business owner, but she just started an incredible podcast. And so we're going to jump into what she has mastered, one of the keys to communication that absolutely changes everything. Randy Gordo, great to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Well, it's great to be with you. Now, we're going to start real quickly with your entrepreneurial journey. Okay. So you and your husband, Troy, you started a salon, and it really has become a staple in the community. But what inspired you to start it in the first place?
I started working in another salon, and in our area, there was kind of a lot of the same type of vibes going on in salons. They were in and out. They catered more to women than men, or men, it was just like supercuts. Right. There weren't a ton of options. And so I decided I wanted to start a place that you walked in and you just felt accepted for who you were, what walk of life, man, woman, blue, green, it didn't matter.
Right.
And I wanted to create an environment that when you walked in, even if you couldn't get a haircut that day, you remembered it.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. My wife and I have been married 28 years, and I think this is the first time in our marriage these last couple of years where my wife and my boys get their haircuts at the exact same place.
Yeah.
And they love it. It's crazy. They look forward to it. And when they walk in there, I don't know, they feel like celebrities. It's crazy. I don't know what it is, but what was it? When was the moment that you realized, wait a second, we're just not in the cutting hair or salon service. We're actually building a community. When did you realize that?
I think I realized it really early on. My plan was to go to beauty school and work my way through and go into child psychology and work my way through doing hair.
Okay.
And it took me about 6 months behind the chair, and I was like, I don't need another degree to connect with humans on the level that I'm connecting behind my chair.
That is awesome.
You go through the best of times with your clients and the worst of times with clients, and you get to know who they really are without any facade. You're just there with them. Even like having somebody touch your hair, there's a huge trust line there that, it breaks down a barrier. Once you get the trust with hair, they start to open up with you. They start to feel safe. And so it's really easy to make a human connection that's a little bit deeper than a business level.
Oh, and you know what? It obviously, what you and your husband Troy have built with graffiti, it means a lot to our family, because not only do my boys really love being there, my wife loves, Cassie loves being there, but also, you know, one of my sons was going through a pretty dark, difficult time, and Troy changed his, it's crazy. I've had people just remarked or share with me the other day. They're like, wow, Max, your son has really changed. His confidence has changed everything. And I know it sounds kind of ridiculous or silly, but when Troy started cutting his hair, when the conversations, the connection, it just really changed his outlook in a lot of ways. And he walks out of graffiti just recharged. And I think it goes back to that word you use, connection.
Yeah.
And you really do that. Is that something that you were intentional about, or was it just something that you and Troy have just always done naturally?
I would say there came a point when I realized that I wasn't in this industry for money.
Mm.
It helps. We have to make a living.
Sure.
But I found that when our priority was having good intentions for the people that come into our business, whether it be clients or employees, our business, having that intention of connecting with the people made our business grow financially because, I don't know, it just made it successful. Like once that clicked, our business took off.
And you know, it's crazy because when you just said what you said, when it really connected with me that when you walk into graffiti, it is all about me as the client. You make me, or you know, obviously I don't spend a lot of time at graffiti, my boys do, but you walk in and it's like, oh, it's all about them. It's all about them. And that really fosters the connection.
Human connection, like it carries not only my business, but just our family and our life. I think, did you know, I just came across, it was kind of a happy little accident. I came across this today, actually. The U.S. Surgeon General came out in 2023. There is an epidemic of loneliness in the United States.
Interesting. I did not know that.
On this today. And I do have a little note because I didn't want to forget this. It's the epidemic of loneliness and isolation in the United States.
Wow.
And the U.S. Surgeon General's recommendation is human connection.
You know,
the epidemic.
And I really believe that. I work and I'm with a lot of salespeople all the time. And I actually asked ChatGPT if they ever saw a time that when salespeople would be completely replaced. And ChatGPT said, I don't ever foresee that time because people will always want that human connection at some level.
Yes.
But that's fascinating you share that because I believe that. And I think everyone listening will believe it as well, that there is a level of loneliness that really, you know, it translates into what you address in your podcast. So I shared that not only are you a successful mom and business owner, entrepreneur, but you just started a podcast, the Just Stay podcast. Tell us a little bit about why you all of a sudden said, okay, I'm going to do this.
Okay. So in August, 2024, so that was about 10 and a half months ago, I lost my son to his battle with mental health. And, I was amazed. We're in the service industry in the salon. We have been in service of our community for 15 years. And when given the opportunity to serve us, our community rose to the challenge. Our community has carried my family through this last 10 months. I have never felt so loved than I have since my son passed. And I don't know why something bad has to happen for us to tell each other we love each other.
Right.
You know? And then if I went through this situation and came out the other side a worse person, I did it wrong. And I kind of felt guided. I'm not a religious person, but I'm a very spiritual person. And this thought popped into my head one day when I was with a friend who struggles with her mental health. And since that thought popped in my head, we never had an option to not do it. And everything has just kind of fallen into place. And the stories that people are telling us and the lives that, like, we have so many teenagers reaching out to us about their mental health. And every single story ends with human connection. Every single podcast comes full circle to human connection. And it's what's carrying me and it's what's getting people through hard times.
Right. Right. I love that. How did you settle on the title Just Stay?
So my friend that I'm doing the podcast with is a musician. And through her struggle with mental health, she's been working on a song. And some of the lyrics in that song were Just Stay. And we were sitting brainstorming and we had a shared Google Doc. So as I'm typing, she can see what I'm typing. And I wrote, she was watching me type out Just Stay. And she's like, Brandy, I have this. This has been my anthem for the last like year and a half. And it just felt right. And we were going to have like a focus group of our logo and our name and said, like, we'd pick our top three logos and our top three names, and we were going to have our focus group vote on which ones were their favorite. And we found our logo, and it's a picture of my son, and then our name, and it felt so right. We didn't need a focus group. It just sat so well with us. It was like this peace came over, and it was perfect.
I love that. And it's so important that we really address, I mean, you mentioned it a moment ago, it's an epidemic. There's an epidemic of loneliness. And, you know, we talk a lot about communication on this podcast and the importance of connection, you know, and you brought up the fact that when people walk into Graffiti, your salon, that they feel that connection. And I love that you've started this podcast that it really emphasizes and reminds all of us that we need to be thinking about connection and who we can connect with. In fact, there was a quote from one of your earlier podcasts that someone had mentioned, and you had asked them, what would you share with the younger generation or someone starting high school? It was a question along those lines. And your guest said this, they said, you never really know how far your words can go for someone. You know, you never know. And I love the words "just stay" because it's really encouraging people that they matter and that they're needed.
Yes.
And so
I just want to put out there that quote was made by a 17-year-old girl.
Right.
And I think that "just stay" is my plea as a mom who already lost her son to everybody. Please just stay.
Oh, that is such an awesome and inspiring plea. I mean, so you're out there sending your message. Now, when you started your podcast, did you have a goal in mind? Like, this is the goal of the podcast?
No, we were kind of like, okay, God, we don't know what we're doing and we don't know how we're going to do it. Please just help us. And we said, you know, even if this doesn't reach anybody, I think this could be healing for us. And then we've only released 11 episodes. Our idea came out in March. It's now June. And it just has taken off. It's just taken off.
I love that. And it's because people need to know that. And one of the things we teach a lot when it comes to communication, and the most effective communicators are vulnerable. You know, for years I worked closely with Dave Ramsey's organization, and Dave used to always say, you know, I got a PhD in DUMB, right? I made every dumb mistake possible financially. And I believe that Dave's so successful in part because he shows a level of vulnerability, right? He's like, I've made every mistake possible. But it seems like, Brandy, in this Instagram world we're living in now, that no one wants to show any vulnerability. But yet vulnerability is the key to connecting with people, right? Because no one wants to try and connect with that perfect person because it's like, I can't relate. So what's given you the courage to be vulnerable? How have you done that?
You know, I think with mental health and with grief in particular, we have these thoughts inside our head and we feel like we're the only ones that feel this way. And I would say the amount of validation when we say things that make us uncomfortable that we get from our listeners is what's keeping us going.
Like, wait, tell me more. That's okay.
Sometimes I'll say something. When we released our first episode, I called my friend. And she's like, I feel so anxious about this. And I said, I feel like I'm standing naked in the middle of Walmart. Right? And it's vulnerable. It's like your worst nightmare, right? To show your emotions, to let out the good, bad, and ugly.
Right.
And people started commenting and being like, I have felt the same way. And we did an episode of everybody has this word inside of them that they live by. This word that we don't know where it came from, some trauma, some things that were said to us, this word that we live by that internally we never speak out loud, but mine was unlovable.
Wow.
the word pounding, like rotating in my head, was unlovable. And it was crazy because that week I had clients sit in my chair and say, Brandy, my word is this. My word is this. And I would have people stopping me or DMing me, Brandy, my word is this. And I wasn't the only one that had a word that was absolutely untrue that had shaped their feelings about themselves. But if I had not spoken that out loud, nobody else would recognize it as being untrue. And when they were sharing it with me, their words, I was shocked at how critical they were of themselves. Other people's words shock the rest of us, but we form our adult lives on that word that isn't true.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Like we we're so good at comparing people at their best and us at our worst, mm-hmm. right? But those words, those, and we often repeat them in our minds all of the time. You know, Brandy, we go to church and people will say, watch your thoughts, right? And I believe for those people that go to church, when we hear that phrase, watch your thoughts, it almost always is connected with like morality or, you know, yeah. don't have any impure thoughts. I don't think that's the case. I think watch your thoughts about how you think about yourself, because it's like, yeah, okay, push the whatever, clean thoughts, whatever, those thoughts go. But I need you to be thinking good about yourself and quit beating up yourself. And that's interesting you share that one word that we really think in our minds often. Yeah. And so how does someone overcome that?
We acknowledge it.
Yeah, I love
that. We speak it out loud. We aren't ashamed of it, because guess what happens when I tell somebody that I feel unlovable? They then tell me how much they love me.
And they're very surprised, because Brandy, they look at you as this successful mom, successful entrepreneur, successful business owner. Now you got a podcast, you know, you look at everything and you're just like, oh my goodness, how could I ever measure up to that person? Right. And then you go, well, sometimes I don't feel lovable. You know, and then it just all of a sudden people are like, wait a second, then there's hope for me. Mm-hmm. I think that that vulnerability is so important. And I think that could almost be a theme with your podcast, that it allows people to come on and be vulnerable and say, look, I don't have it all figured out, yes. but I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not doing this because we're perfect. We're not doing this because we've healed. In fact, we don't say the word healed, we say mending. We're mending ourselves. We're not healed. It's a work in progress. But by me speaking my word, by me speaking my vulnerabilities, that's given other people to also permission to also do the same. And that's, I think that's the beginning of connection. Somebody's got to do it first.
Oh, absolutely. But with connection, you're giving people hope. And it's like, okay, there's hope for me, because I do say those things to myself. You know, I've shared that one time I went up to my wife, and one of my businesses was just not going very well. And I was so frustrated. And Cassie goes, what's the matter? And I'm like, oh, I'm frustrated. Things aren't moving fast enough. And she turned to me and she goes, well, say it a few more times and it'll become a reality. You know, and a smart woman. but Brandy, then I stopped and I laughed and I was like, she's so right. Like, we say those things to ourselves and we repeat. And I love that you said acknowledge them, because like Cassie, that's what Cassie did for me. Like, I was saying, it's not moving fast enough. I'm failing. Basically, I was saying, I'm a failure. I'm failing. And Cassie's like, well, say it a few more times and you'll really fail. And then I laughed, because she's right. We say those things. But the reality is, Brandy, people are saying to themselves, I'm unlovable. I'm not good. And we say those things and it really beats ourselves up.
Yeah. There's a old saying, it's what we fear we create.
Ooh.
And if I fear being unlovable, I'm going to create that for myself by pushing people away, by being standoffish, by refusing that human connection. So by acknowledging it and letting other people into my vulnerable space, I am creating something different.
Oh, I love that. And TK says all the time, the fear is just simply false expectations appearing real, right? They're not. We have these fears that just aren't reality, but we fear them, right? Mm-hmm. We fear. And I'm sure when you started this podcast, you were fearful. You're like, wait a second, is this going to hurt my business? Because people are going to think, wait a second, I thought Brandy and Troy had it all together. What's happening? You know, and you have all those fears, but it actually ingratiates yourself with everybody.
Yeah, it, well, and I think that that imagery went out the window when we lost our son, right? Hmm. The expectation of the community, of our family, that reality was shattered. And you either hide from that or you approach it head on. And I'm not very good at hiding. I need my pain to be witnessed in order to be able to move past it.
I love that. That is awesome. Just for everyone to hear that, to acknowledge that, because people say all the time, Chad, how do I effectively communicate? Well, if you want to be effective in your communication, you have to become real. And that's what you're doing, Brandy. You're helping people realize, listen, you just need to be real, because everyone likes to connect and communicate with someone who's genuine and authentic. They do. They just like, how many times have people said, I love that person. They're just so real.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they mean. So let me ask you this, Brandy, what advice would you give to someone who feels invisible? Because people say all the time, well, I just can't put myself out there like that. I just don't. And so I'm unheard. And sometimes it becomes because they've been in conversations or throughout life where they didn't feel heard, right? So what would you say to someone to give them the courage to speak up so that they can be heard?
I would say something that's really important in connection with other humans is also to be connected with yourself. If you feel unheard, are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to your inner dialogue? Is that what is holding you back? So connection for me to my body, I like to fish.
Really?
I find that connection with myself fishing or kayaking or being in the wilderness. That is where I find the connection with myself. Okay. And so if I feel that self-doubt coming in or that unlovable or the not feeling heard, not feeling validated, I need to connect with myself, because if I'm connected with myself, I know where my core power comes from. And once you feel that in yourself, you find your voice.
Oh, absolutely. Because it is a proven fact, Brandy, that people who feel good about themselves produce good results. And so if they're not feeling good about themselves, then that just changed. And it goes back to what I was sharing with you with my son, when all of a sudden he's getting his haircut with Troy and all of a sudden he's feeling better about himself, and it translated, his grades improved, his everything improves in every aspect of your life. Now, let me ask you this, Brandy, do you say anything? Do you like have affirmations? Do you have thoughts? Do you have a vision board? Is there anything that you do that helps besides just going out in nature and connecting with yourself? You did not grow your business by accident. There's no way. Like you have such a successful business that is a staple in the community. It didn't happen by accident. So is there anything that you do yourself to remind yourself of your goals and who you are?
Yeah. I make myself uncomfortable. I do things that make me feel uncomfortable, because once I prove to myself that I can do the uncomfortable, I then gain confidence in my ability to do hard things.
Oh, that is awesome. You make yourself feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then that, and being uncomfortable again and again and again, allows you to become comfortable doing hard things.
Yeah. But what is the thought around our discomfort? I can't do that. I'm not strong enough. I'm not, loud enough. I'm not outspoken enough. I'm not driven enough, right? All of these beliefs surround the discomfort. So once we face the discomfort, we then have to face our beliefs about ourselves and confront them. Because if you don't confront them, you're not going to do it. So once you confront them and then you prove to yourself that you can do the uncomfortable, this thing happens inside of you. And it comes from like, you believe in yourself, you see yourself. And it's something just proving yourself wrong. Proving those voices in your head that aren't true wrong will always make you a winner.
Oh, that is awesome. And so you've over and over and over again in your mind, and it goes back to those words that you said, the words that you say in your mind. And so acknowledge the ones that are negative, and we're so good at dwelling on the negative, and then, you know, focus on the positive. And one thing that as we wrap up, Brandy, one thing that we always teach is that people match your energy. Okay. So if you have positive energy, then people begin to have positive energy. And that goes back to what you've built in your salon. When people walk in, there's a certain level of energy. There's music playing, people are laughing, people are smiling, and it's just, and that energy lifts up. In fact, whenever I talk about energy, I'll always say, how many of you know people that have that type of energy, and everyone's excited? And then you say, how many people do you know people with the other kind of energy? And you know, everyone's quick to acknowledge that as well. But that energy comes from, like you're saying, the thoughts that are in your mind.
Yeah. And what you put out into the world. I tell my girls all the time, we don't have a dress code at the salon. But I tell my girls, what you put out into the world is what comes back. So if you want to dress like a bum to work, that's what you're going to attract. And bums don't pay very well.
That's amazing. That is an amazing analogy. I love that. And then... Do we have a dress code? No, but do you want to make money? Here's how it works,
there
right?
There you go. Yes.
Because at the end of the day, what you're teaching them is, listen, you're always communicating.
Yeah.
You're always communicating. And when you're communicating the right message, you'll connect with the right people.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And be choosy about the people that you allow in your life and those hard things that you have to push yourself to do. You don't have to do that alone. Surround yourself with people that will support you in those goals and with feeling good about yourself.
I love that. Brandy, I love that. I love the insights. I love that you're doing the podcast. I've listened to it myself. It's phenomenal. Everyone needs to go listen to that Just Stay podcast. It's life-changing. And Brandy, thank you so much for what you've shared with us. Thank you for coming on the podcast and continue to make the huge impact that you're making.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
You too.